Welcome to the Tiger Cast, a podcast designed to tell the story of Warsaw schools and inform our community about the great things happening to serve our students. This is Amy Lunsford, principal of Lincoln Elementary.
And I'm Kyle Carter, the chief technology and data analytics officer for Warsaw Community Schools.
Kyle, today's show is near and dear to my heart. I'm super excited about it.
Tell me more.
Well, we're going to chat with Sheila Howe, director of our human resources director, and with my very own Sophie Lunsford. And they're going to talk to us about mental health, which is something that I feel like plagues the world that we live in.
Well, and it's an interesting topic because while it plagues the world, I feel like sometimes it's a conversation that folks are afraid to have and afraid to talk about and are nervous and apprehensive, which creates some of that stress in general, that fear of talking about what's bothering us.
Yeah. You know, Kyle, I think part of the reason it's near and dear to my heart is that I grew up in a household of trauma. And so mental health is something that I've had to learn to navigate. And as I have navigated it myself, I've learned that it really is a bond that we all share. We just have to break down those walls to be able to talk about it. So with that, welcome, Sheila and Sophie. We're just going to start off by having you guys tell us a little bit about who you are.
Good morning. Sheila Howe here, Director of Human Resources. I'm going to piggyback off a little bit of what Amy indicated, growing up in a home full of trauma, verbal abuse, mainly, and mental health is very near and dear to my heart as well. Breaking down the stigma that is behind mental health, I think as we look at mental health, we need to look at the framework of it is it's okay not to be okay. And I think as we move forward with Warsaw Community Schools, we have some great things upon the horizon dealing with mental health that we will be launching in January. It is called Lights on Mental Health. And as I have experienced a lot of trauma and PTSD in my own life, I lost my father in 2012 to suicide. And then in 2018, I lost my husband, which whom I came home from a conference and found him. So as we talk about mental health and our EAP and SAP that we offer here within the district, EAP, Employee Assistance Program, and SAP, Student Assistant Program, I cannot speak highly enough of Bowen Center and our partnership that we have with them. So very excited about our partnership.
Okay, so Sheila, you mentioned the SAP and the EAP, and this is a benefit that's available to everyone, students, staff here with Warsaw Community Schools. Can you go a little bit deeper? What exactly does that mean? What are those services that can be provided?
Mm-hmm. Sure. The EAP system, Employee Assistance Program, is available, as Kyle said, to all staff members, whether you are on our health insurance or not. So the EAP is for all. The deepness of that goes into if you are needing some help, whether it be with stress or anxiety or grief. And grief doesn't just have to be from a death. Grief can be anything related to possibly a job loss, the loss of an animal, anything that deals with stress that can lead into depression and those type of things. So Bowen Center, we partner with them. We have Ted Westerhoff, who is our rep for the district, and Ted and I work very close together in finding out just a little bit about what's going on with the employee or the student, and then we align, Ted does, a counselor that will meet that particular need of that employee or that student.
All right. So hearing a little bit about the employees, a little bit about the students within that one, is there a set number of sessions that are available through these programs? And is that something where we get any kind of wiggle room mm-hmm. as Warsaw Community Schools?
Yes, we do have wiggle room within our visits. We just increased our visits for employees from 4 visits to 6. If there are more that are needed after that sixth visit, then Ted would call and we would be able to extend that. Same thing goes for students. If students are given three, but we do have the opportunity to increase that, if not double that.
Nice. So if we're going to transition to you, I recently was at a conference and I heard some Warsaw Community School data shared that was kind of staggering to me. It was stated in that conference that 85% of students feel pressure to be perfect. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't really surprise me because I think, especially in the world that we grow up in now, teenagers are held to the standard of being the perfect student and perfect friend and perfect daughter and sibling or whatever. And I think that sometimes it's hard for students to live up to that all the time. And that can take a big toll on students' mental health. And I think that's where a lot of it roots at.
Okay. Would you say that has a lot to do with social media?
Yeah, I think definitely.
Okay. Well, Sheila shared about the student assistance program. And I know you and I have had some background conversation because coming on a podcast and sharing openly and being on a podcast with your mother is not necessarily a teenager's wish at 7:30 in the morning. But this is something that has been very important in our lives. So can you share a little bit about how the student assistance program has been something that you have benefited from?
Yeah. So this summer, I really battled anxiety a lot. I think I felt this feeling of being overwhelmed all the time, and I didn't exactly know what it was or what was causing it. And then I finally had brought it up to my parents, and they had brought to light that it could be anxiety that I was facing. And through Warsaw, I was able to get help from the student assistance program. And I have been going to counseling ever since, and I've really learned how to cope with my anxiety and live with it through the student assistance program.
Nice. I have seen a lot of growth in you personally, and I'm proud of the work that you have done because I know that walking this road, especially in today's world, isn't easy. And so is there anything that you would say to people that might be battling with, you know, whether that's an employee or a student that might be battling with anxiety or depression or anything that they just feel like it would be helpful to talk to someone, but I don't think I can reach out?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing for me especially was I thought it wasn't normal to feel like that. And I think that a lot of students do like feel that it's not normal. And for students to understand that they're not alone is a big deal, and that a lot of students feel that way. And so reaching out is okay. And you can really benefit from it. I think students need to hear that more because they feel alone and like what they're feeling isn't valid. And so I think being able to be validated and know that they're not alone is the biggest thing for students also struggling and battling that.
Nice.
So Sophie, first of all, you're incredibly brave for being here. I don't know that I'd have had the courage to ever sit down here as a teenager and have a conversation with whomever may be listening right now. So thank you for sharing that story because I think your message can parallel to so many others. So in this case, you had the ability and you were brave to be able to share, you know, there's something going on with mom and dad. To any other students or anyone else is out there, are there other folks in a school that maybe you can talk to as well if you feel like something's just not okay and I need to talk about that? Are there other directions or other paths?
Yeah, I think especially at the high school, our counselors are really great. And you can just shoot them an email and ask, you know, maybe to sit down and they will help you to the best of their ability. But if they think that you need further assistance, they can recommend you to the student assistance program, and you can get help through that.
Perfect.
One of the things that I know was really helpful in Sophie's story, and I can say was helpful in mine back in the day when I kind of came to terms with what I was walking, friends, you know, you really can tell your true friends when they step in and say, what's up? something is not right with you. I know you, and you are not being yourself. And I know Sophie had some friends that stepped in and said that to her, which I think is what really prompted her to speak to us. And I've had friends that have done that and still do. You know, sometimes we're just in a little funk, right? And we need somebody to help us recognize maybe we don't need the student assistance program or the employee assistance program, but maybe we need to take a step back and we're just busying ourselves with the stuff of this world and we need to fill our tanks. And so, you know, today's message certainly is about what is available to us through Warsaw Schools, but it's also about the recognition that self-care is not just a term that came to light in COVID. Self-care is something that we have to walk. And I don't know where this came about that we have to have permission. But that's the world we live in. And so this is your permission ticket right here on the Warsaw Schools podcast. If you're feeling it, if someone has said something to you, navigate that, come alongside of someone and talk to them about what you need, whether it's a professional counselor or just someone that knows and loves you well. Sheila and Sophie, as we kind of wrap things up, you both have navigated this. It's passion. You're passionate about people getting the help that they need. Can you just share with our listeners a little bit about maybe something that has come to light to you personally through this walk and what you have found you need to do to take care of yourself in the midst of mental health on a day-to-day basis, not just in the midst of a pit that you might be walking, but just day-to-day? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I'll go first. When we talk about balance, I believe that you have to really find out what is your passion? Like, what is your passion as far as where do you get a moment of where you're focusing on what you need, whether that's mind, body, or soul? I'm the yoga instructor here for Warsaw Community Schools, so a lot of healing happens for me on my 3-foot by 6-foot mat. And in doing that, it's breath and movement. I want to piggyback a little bit off of Amy again. I believe that a lot of it has to do with your tribe, your friends, and just being open with them. And it's okay. I'm going to say this again. It's okay not to be okay. But you have to recognize, what do I need to do? You maybe need to pause and take a couple nice deep breaths. You may need to get your journal out and journal. Journaling is very soothing and healing in doing so. Getting outside in nature, very, very important to do some of those things. Find a craft or a hobby that you really like that you've put down, and you just need to pick that back up to get that feeling of, I'm going to be okay. And back to the counseling. I think when you connect with a counselor that really gives you some really good nuggets, those nuggets is what I enjoy sharing with the district and anyone that walks into my office. My door is always open if you want to talk about anything. I believe there isn't anything that I haven't gone through that I feel like I would be able to assist you here at Warsaw Community Schools. One of the things also when you're going to your counselor, it's important to be raw and vulnerable. And so just finding out what your passion is, and even if it's just 5 minutes of what that passion is, at least you're stirring up a place where you can find some peace within yourself.
You know, thank you so much for sharing all of this, Sheila. I've got a really good friend, and I've listened to him talk to many, many people over the years, and he's really vulnerable, and he shares, you know what, I see a counselor at least once a month, whether I feel like I need one or not, because it's just nice to be able to process with someone else who isn't living the day-to-day with you, and you can just get a non-biased, just feedback and help somebody to process you that with that thinking. So again, there's for whatever reason, there's sometimes this stigma that asking for help or seeking help or just looking for someone to have conversations with is a negative thing.
Mm-hmm. I see a counselor once a month, and there are times I go there and I'm like, I don't think I really need you today, but I need the maintenance mm-hmm. of it. And I can tell when I'm due for a visit. And I use the EAP system. And I got connected with a very, very good counselor within Bowen. And sometimes it may take one or two different counselors before you finally make that connection mm-hmm. of, aha, there he or she is.
Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up, what would you say has been maybe one or two big takeaways for you in the counseling process that you've gone through?
I think that a few of the takeaways that I've had are just being able to find balance and know the difference of what's adding to my stress and what's making my stress more manageable or helping me. And I think I've had to step away from a few things that have been really hard, but overall they've been better for me and my mental health. And also just learning how to be vulnerable, because that's very hard for me. Mm-hmm. And being able to talk about how I feel or how something makes me feel. And so through counseling, I've really been able to become more vulnerable with my feelings. And with that, that helps me know how I can better cope with my anxiety, or I can move forward.
Nice. I'm proud of you.
Me too.
I know that there are lots of people out there that are possibly, we hope, listening, because we want you to feel comfortable with reaching out and getting the help that you might need as well. So,
Sheila, for somebody listening right now that wants to take advantage of EAP or SAP, who do they talk to?
For EAP, please reach out to me. I have a personal relationship with Ted Westerhoff as far as reaching out to him via text or phone call or email. And if I can just have a little narrative of what the situation is within a few hours, we can typically get you some help right away. If it's an urgent need, I would highly recommend going to the emergency room or calling a crisis number. For the SAP, I would start with the building principal. And with the building principal, they too can reach out to Ted or myself. And whether that's during school, after school, on the weekends, we are available to assist in any of those areas if any type of need is needed.
All right. Fantastic. So for all of our listeners out there, just know there are plenty of tools that you can utilize and access if you're not feeling okay. And it is okay to not be okay. All right. Sophie, thanks for being here today. Sheila, thanks for being here today. Sophie, what do you think about a guest host spot at some point if your mom's ever not available?
Oh, I think that's definitely perfect for me.
Oh, putting me out of a job. Yeah. I see how this works.
All right, Warsaw, thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you again next week.